All right, we've been putting things in lists. We had strings in lists, but we can also make lists of anything. Like we talked about a list of T, where T is any type. Let's put some other stuff into lists. So I'm going to switch over back to my tutorial. I've got Visual Studio on the right, I've got my tutorial on the left, and let's put lists of integers together. And this is interesting too because we're actually going to put stuff in the list right off the bat, just like we did when we put in lists of strings. So let's delete a bunch of code, shall we?
Right.
Put it back the way it was. We're going to start from scratch. I'm going to go and delete all this down to there. Hello world.
All right, back where we started.
Back where we started. You can make a new project if you want to. And then I'm just going to copy paste there, and I have Fibonacci. Fibonacci, what is Fibonacci?
Fibonacci sounds pretty fancy.
Mm-hmm.
So Fibonacci is basically just an algorithm. So if the Fibonacci sequence is where the first two values of the sequence are added together, and that creates the next number.
Mm-hmm.
So it could basically go on infinitely. So if you start with 1, the next number would be 2, the next number would be 3, the next one would be 5, next 8, and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and you can even look up the Wikipedia page. There's actually a ton of interesting stuff to look into, like the Fibonacci spiral.
The golden ratio.
The golden ratio. So I'm a huge geek about the numbers. But if you look into it, there's actually a lot of things like in nature that mimic the Fibonacci sequence, which is just super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, let's show how to show it in code.
Yeah, so there's lots of ways to express this. You might, if you've taken a programming course before, they might ask you to do a Fibonacci sequence. There's lots of ways. So this isn't the way, it's just a way, and it's fun for us to do it because we're learning. We made a list of ints. We put 2 ints in them, the first 2 numbers of the Fibonacci sequence.
Right? Yeah.
And then I can take this code here, and I'll paste that in. And let's just take a look at what's going on here. Here, we are going to look at the previous and the other previous. And this is interesting because we're actually taking the length of the list minus 1.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that the last number or the one before the last number? Remember that lists are zero-based, so that
mm-hmm.
can be a little confusing to new people.
Right, so it should be the last number.
Right, which isn't intuitive. If I go and say, give me the list at the end, I might think I would get the end, but in fact, I'm going to go 1 off the end.
Right, so that's because you have, in your Fibonacci numbers list, you only have 2 elements,
mm-hmm.
and that dot count will return 2, but the index is 1 off because the index, again, starts at 0.
Right.
So the indexes of your 2 elements are only 0 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you want to grab the very last element in the array, you
mm-hmm.
need to look at the dot count, which is, again, the total number of elements you have minus 1.
Right.
And that'll
so
give you the last index.
It says the index was out of range.
Oof.
It must be less than the size. So count is the size.
Mm-hmm.
So we need the number that is less than the size, right?
Right.
So what you said was 1. And then we want to get the last 2.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to kind of jumping backwards, go get that one as well. And then we take the last 2 numbers, in this case 1 and 1. We add them together, like we've added before. We've added integers before. And then this is the cool part. Then we add it to the list.
Yeah. So it's continuing the Fibonacci sequence.
Right. So in this case, we then spin through it with a for loop, for each loop, rather. And you'll note that we didn't put our curly braces around it because we're just doing 1 line. So that's fine for now. And then let's see. We should see 1, 1, 2.
Yeah.
So that worked.
Looks good.
Okay. So challenge time.
Challenge time. The next part of the doc has a challenge, and that's to basically generate the Fibonacci sequence of
mm-hmm.
the first 20 numbers in this sequence.
Okay.
And we have a hint. So we know the number we're shooting for is 6765.
Okay. So that's our final number, the 20th number, then we did it right. Now, again, some of you may be advanced, or you may be sitting with someone who's advanced, and they may be saying, well, this is not very efficient, fancy. Well, it's not very efficient or fancy, but it's fun, and it's a great way to exercise our ability to play with lists in C#.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. So the first 20 numbers in sequence.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I know that's where we started, right? And that one's allowed.
Yeah, we should keep that.
Okay.
And then we just need to get the next 18 numbers, I guess.
Well, we could do a for loop. We could do a while loop.
While sounds good.
Okay, so while it is the case, how do we know if we have 20 of these?
Let's go ahead and use the Fibonacci numbers.count so we get the size of it.
Ah, okay, so this is a list that's going to keep getting bigger.
Yeah.
And when it gets over 20, if it gets to 21, then we're done.
Right.
Okay,
so
cool.
The 20th time it executes will be the last.
Okay, cool. Cool. And then let's take these things here and let's put them inside because we need to do that 20 times, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
This is interesting.
So we're going to be adding a new element to this list with every single time we iterate through.
Ah, so this is interesting. We're doing a loop on a changing target.
Yeah.
Mm, so this thing's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger while we're standing on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So first time we run it, it's got two items in it. We grab those two items relative to the end.
Right.
Yeah. Make it bigger, go through again. Mm-hmm. It's now at three.
Yeah.
Grab the last two, add them, and now it's four. So this could get big, and this could, remember that time when I did a while loop and it filled up
went
a short?
On forever.
I might be afraid that I'm going to go too far.
Yeah. But we've got our count limit on it. Mm-hmm. Should be less than 20.
All right. Let's see if we can do it. Control F5.
Hey, 6765.
Whoa, we got it on the first try.
Nice.
Winning at life.
That's why they make us do these videos.
This is true. And actually, just to point out, if we said less than or equals to, which might feel intuitive
right.
to you, right? That went Ooh. One additional.
Yeah.
Because the size of the thing was 20, we kept going, added the 21st, and then we stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So these kind of errors, wouldn't you say that's the most common error? I mean, my life is just
yes.
off by one errors.
Off by one is so, so common. So if mm-hmm. you run into that, you are not
Don't
alone.
Feel bad. Don't feel bad.
We do it today, every day.
All day, every day. So just something to think about. You know, and there's lots of ways to solve that. Like if you feel that it's less than 20 or less than or equal to 19, whatever reads best to you.
Yeah, also a totally valid way to write
yeah.
it.
I think you and I agree that for us, that feels like a good way to write this.
I like nice round numbers.
Yep.
So we just learned a little bit about the Fibonacci sequence. Now we're going to take a look at the debugger.